Hello, everybody, and welcome to Part of Me Podcast, created and hosted by me, Jamie Reynolds, where I will be providing techniques and guidance on starting, maintaining, and measuring your plan to fulfill those desired goals in your life. If you are ready to start achieving your goals, join me every Sunday and stay tuned to the end of this episode. Make sure you visit my webpage for free printables. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Big things are happening around us right now. We are about to transition into a new season. And on top of that, we're transitioning into a new week. We are midway through the month. A lot of things are happening around us. And if you're like me, and this is kind of universal, and maybe it's just the transition of seasons and just all of the emotions that it creates and the mental spaces that it creates. But naturally, as the season transition, you want to do spring cleaning. I feel like that comes along the lines of, like, you know, like animals. In the wintertime, they are hibernating. And so they spend that time to gather as much as they need, if not more than what they need, to be comfortable and be able to survive during the winter months. And then when it comes to the spring months, and as, you know, the sun is coming out and as the weather is breaking and transitioning, they are just like, okay, we can declutter and we can get rid of all the things that we did not necessarily need or use during those other months, those colder months. So I am coming to you this week, one, with excitement that spring is here. My birthday is in the spring. I am a May baby. And so the spring just always gives me that extra juice, that extra joy, extra peace for me. But furthermore, I'm coming to you this week with part of me spring cleaning. So in prior episodes, we have done an episode where we're talking about part of me decluttering. And we were talking about our physical space impacting our mental capability. When you are surrounded with so much, and I don't want to say junk because some things are not necessarily junk, but when you are surrounded with so many things, like just think about it. Think about in the sense of when you are thinking of so many different thoughts, it's very hard to compartmentalize of what's priority, what's not, what actually has significance and what does not, right? Because they're all kind of jumbled together on this space. And I say that translate into your physical space. I'll put it like this. In some, or I wouldn't say most cases, but it very much so depends on the type of personality you are, the type of person you are. Like, are you a hoarder? Like, you know, what does that look like? But essentially, you can tell what's going on or when something's going on in someone's life typically by looking at their space. Now, if they are already a junky person, that's one thing. And I feel as though they display different characteristics. But a person who's relatively clean, sometimes you know that things are going on in their space because their space is not reflecting in a way of which it normally would, which is it's clean, it's tidy, things are put together. As my mother would say, everything has a home. Right. And so it's because like so much is going on. You just feel so many different pressures, so many different thoughts, so many different things happening simultaneously. And you're trying to figure out which is the loudest voice that actually needs to be heard. Right. Or the softest voice that actually needs to be heard. And so I want to jump back to that and talk about the importance of decluttering your space that can help declutter your mind in return. I'm going to provide you with three things that you can do physically when it comes to your spring cleaning. And I'm not going to talk about, okay, how do we break down spring cleaning? Like, okay, first, let's pull everything out. Second, let's determine what we're keeping and not keeping. And then third, let's get rid of it. I'm going to talk about that middle part of after you pulled everything out and you're looking through it, you're trying to figure out what to keep and not keep. Because I feel like that's the part that we kind of get caught up on. You start to think about, okay, if I get rid of it now, I might need it next week. And it's like, I haven't needed it within the last year. So why would I all of a sudden need it? Like for me, the challenging part is not so much of compartmentalizing once I pulled everything out, right? It's like you see this big mess, you're just like, oh my goodness, like where do I start? How do I tackle this? But eventually you just kind of dive right into it. The more more challenging part is figuring out what to keep and what to get rid of. And so I'm going to give you the three things that I use to determine if I'm keeping it or I'm getting rid of it. Because I started my spring cleaning early, and I actually started within my office because it was just a smaller space. And I knew the things that were in here were things that were more so paper. You know, it's just like holding on to papers and journals, and everything just ends up finding its home here for whatever reason. So I started here, and this is just a strategy that I utilize to determine if this is something I'm going to keep or if this is something I'm going to get rid of. And I think that this type of method can be generalized into the different areas of your life, of even, you know, clothes, if that's your thing. Do I keep it, get rid of it? Accessories, if that's your thing. Books, whatever that looks like. Even decor, because sometimes we harbor up so much decor that we had from 10 years ago. It's like, is that even my style anymore? So starting with my first point here. One, have I used it within the last year? The reason why I say within the last year instead of the last 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months is because this particular item had the ability to go through all four seasons. Right? If it's a seasonal item, it has gone through all four seasons. So it removes the mindset of, oh, this is a winter item. It's like, okay, well, it went through winter. Did you use it? Right? So it goes through all four of those concepts. If it has not, okay, that's a tally against it, right? You might want to consider getting rid of it. The second thing here is, does it still have value to you and where you are within your life? When you purchased this item, it could have been a year ago, it could have been 2 years ago. Where you were 2 years ago may not be where you are now. So, and we're going to stick with outfits. I feel like that's typically when people are spring cleaning, I feel like it goes with the outfit because you're transitioning seasons. So you're transitioning your wardrobe. I will hope what you wore in the wintertime, you're not wearing in the springtime, but also climate, all of that, right? So example for wardrobe, what you may have worn last spring, or what your style was like last spring, or what you were into, let's just say it could have been like a particular band, and you could have bought a slew of their products, but this year you might not be into them anymore. So, and you might have got like 45,000, okay, exaggerating, but you could have got like 30 collectible items, from the shirts to the shoes to the accessories, and you don't even listen to them no more, or you may not even resonate with their music anymore. I'm not saying you have to get rid of all of it, but it's at this time in your life right now, are you still even engaged in that? Does that still even matter to you? Does that still hold value to you? Yes, and I think this is a thing here. We like to, and naturally, you try to put symbolism to an item based on an emotion or based on experience and based on those moments that happen, right? Which is completely fine. You know, it might be the smell of it, right? It could be the way it looked, how you got it. It could have been your first date, and that's okay. But it's not to say that you have to hold on to all of these things, right? Get creative, maybe. Maybe you are creating some type of item that shows all of it, like making a blanket or, you know, all those different things that you can probably incorporate that. Or maybe it's just you holding on to that one particular shirt or whatever the item is that had the most significance and value to you, right? So figure out, does this still have value to me where I am currently within my life? And if it does not, can I scale back on this item? And can I just reduce it to where maybe it's just that one item that symbolizes what that moment in time meant for me, and then everything else could go, because I'm not going to wear it, I'm not going to use it, right? And then number three is, can this be more viable to someone else? Now, I'm very big on times in your lives and testimonies and some of those things that kind of got you through situations. And some things really may not be that symbolic or sentimental, but it may hold some type of value to you to some capacity. Maybe it could be clothing. Can I donate it? Can I give it to a woman's shelter? Can I give it to a men's shelter? Can I give it to a children's shelter? Can I donate it to veterans? Like, can I give it to someone else who may need it more? Let's talk about, could be stuffed animals, right? You know, look, Squishmallows is a huge thing. They're so cute. If you do not know what they are, or you don't know what they look like, I'm better at saying just look it up than for me to describe it. But in short, it's a very soft, plushy, like, stuffed animal, if you wear, and it's just relatively cozy. And so maybe you have hundreds of them because they come in many different shapes, sizes, characters, etc. And maybe someone just had a baby, right? Or maybe you know of a kid, let's say you work in the school system, or maybe you work around kids, or maybe you work around adults. Those items essentially can be sensational items, and it can release a lot of serotonin and things like that within our body. Like, you know, certain items just have that impact on us, right? And so maybe you can donate it to someone, give it to someone, let that beautiful energy that was within that squishmallow when you have had it, give it to someone else so they can experience that. Right. So look at the capacity of where you are giving a piece of your love, your energy, and those things, that the things that it gave to you, you're giving it to somebody else. Okay. So those are my three tidbits on how you can narrow down. Do I keep it or do I not keep it? How can I reduce it? Because this is challenging. Okay. So one, I'm going to pre-say happy spring, as I understand that it is a few days away, but happy spring. I hope that all the light and all the energy is flowing through you and is giving you so much peace, so much joy, and everything that comes with that. So as always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And thank you so much for being part of me.